If you would turn with me for this morning psalm reading in Psalm 78. This is actually our third week here in Psalm 78, and this will be the last verses that we'll cover, verses 50 through 72. And just as we were just singing the song, I Will Rise Up, I think it fits perfectly with this psalm of in remembering the faithfulness of God. Joshua chapter 4 speaks of the memorial stones and their purpose. And the reason that they were set up is for the purpose of the generations to always remember the faithfulness of God and what God has done. And we see that throughout Psalm 78, how God was faithful to the children of Israel within the transition of their sin, and God kind of refraining and pulling back and actually of the consequences of their sin. But we also see how God restores just as he does in our lives. So follow along with me as we read here in Psalm 78, verses 50 through 72. He leveled a path for his anger. He did not spare the soul from death, but gave over their life to the plague, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the first issue of their virility in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely so that they did not fear, but the sea engulfed their enemies. So he brought them to his holy land, to this hill country from which his hand had gained. He also drove out the nations from before them and appointed them for an inheritance by measurement and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. They turned aside like a treacherous bow, for they provoked him with the high places and aroused his jealousy with their graven images. When God heard, he was filled with wrath and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he abandoned the dwelling place at Shiloh, the tent which he had pitched among men, and gave up his strength to captivity and his glory into the hands of the adversary, and also delivered his people to the sword and was filled with the wrath at his inheritance. Fire devoured his young men, and his virgins had no wedding songs. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows could not weep. Then the Lord awoke from his sleep like a warrior overcome by wine. He drove his adversaries backward. He put on them an everlasting reproach. He also rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has founded forever. He also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes and the suckling lambs, he brought him to the shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands. You may be seated as we continue to worship.
Thank you. You are good when there's nothing good in me. thank you for the privilege of lifting your name on high. It's just such a joy, Lord, to just come before you and be here in your presence, Lord, worshiping you together. Father, I pray that you would just help us to be focused fully on you right now, Father. That sing to you with our lips only, but those that our very lives are singing praises to you, Father. Strangely dim in the light. sing, turn your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Stand with us and we'll sing, turn your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Perspective, Father, I pray that you would just come and meet us here in this time.
Surely,
Yeah, it's okay to shout to the Lord. There you go. I don't want this not to be spontaneous, but after the first service, I was just kind of thinking, and I'm going to, whether it's spontaneous or not, I'm going to give it to you too. But I was out body surfing yesterday evening. Actually, we had the prayer meeting in the morning. I'm studying all day, so I thought I'm going to take a break. Got out there in the water and body surfing, and a guy got a bodyboarder, got a good wave, you know, got in the tube, came out, and he's going, yeah, you know, yeah. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, the bodyboarder guy does that, you know. I mean, they do it, you know, when you get a goal, yeah. You know, the golfers, you know, they get a good shot, yeah. Why not Christians? You know, yeah. But we, I think, sometimes we're a little bit, we're not as loose as maybe or free as we should be. You know, sometimes we're thinking about the person around us, you know, and maybe we want to lift a hand, but we just want to make sure nobody's watching us, you know. And then we get a little freer, and then it's two hands, you know, and then we get really free, and then we get too free. No, we, you know, then we get, but anyway, hey, let's, because I'm thinking, Kelsey chose some songs I thought were just so great, you know, some of them at just exalting the Lord, and my heart will sing to no other name but Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. I will worship who you are. Hey, let's try it. You don't have to, but let's try it. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Everyone, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Again, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his